Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lita Show. This is Lisa Lita speaking to you live from the Grand Central. That's right, in my car. You can hear the cars around me. So it is a gorgeous Indian summer day, and the temp is now 74 degrees, and clarity in the sky slightly hazy, but I can see pretty far away. So a nice clear day and warm and gorgeous. Yesterday was absolutely beautiful as well. So we're going to have a beautiful week. I think they were predicting it to be nice through the weekend after last week's like freeze out. I think it went down to like 37 degrees. Man, that was a chill. But, you know, typical for October to jump all around because that's the way it goes, because it goes that way. So I have to say that I've been touring Queens today, trying to get to my studio. I don't know why I didn't just take Queens Boulevard. I don't know what I was thinking, but it just seemed like, you know, a logical way to go because, you know, I was leaving late. I haven't been, my mornings have, I've been like tucking around my apartment every single day this whole week so far. So here it is Wednesday. And, well, first of all, I have to give a couple of shout-outs. So Saturday was my brother's birthday, so happy birthday to my brother. And Monday was one of my new collectors' birthdays, and I say happy birthday to K.E. I wish you both all the love and happiness in the world, because I love you both. And, yeah, you mean the world to me. Anyway, so I want to say to my fellow humans, what a beautiful day. You really should get out. And, you know, and here I am saying this. So yesterday I waited around for Bob to come to my apartment and take a look at a piece of furniture that I bought, a beautiful dresser. And one of the drawers was sticking. And I have this goof-proof thing. So I waited, and they actually came in the middle of the view, a two-hour window, but they prefaced this by saying, somebody should be home all day. I'm like, I love that. Don't you love that? But they came at, like, 1:15, and my window was from, like, 12:15 to 2:15. But the guy couldn't do anything for me, and all he did was he showed me how to take it apart. So I learned something, and at the same time, nothing was done. So that was kind of a waste of my day, because yesterday was really spectacularly gorgeous. So I ended up going food shopping, and I made myself a spectacular dinner. And all I thought about was, like, who could I invite over to have dinner with me? And ended up doing, like, really nothing other than that. But it was a very relaxing day, which I've had a handful of those lately. I have to say, I really don't mind those days these days. Anyway, so there's some kind of crazy thing going on traffic-wise in Queens, as I've toured all of Queens trying to get to my studio. And I'm not there yet. And I have to say, I've been driving for quite a while. So, you know, it's interesting when you think that you're going one way and then you try to divert to another way, you end up touring all of it. So I'm pretty far away. Considering it's only 6 miles to my studio, I've probably already done, God, I don't even know, 10. Start in one direction and say, oh, I'll go that way because that'll be quicker. And then you say, oh, wait, I'll go this way because that should be quicker. Well, I kept changing my mind, and I have to say that changing my mind was not doing me any good today. So, but I am outside, which is a good thing, and it is really gorgeous. I mean, really gorgeous. So, that makes me kind of happy. You know, it's one of those good things when you get to have a beautiful day and you're actually out in it. So, finally getting to my exit. And then I still have to take all of 21st Street. So if I had gone on Queens Boulevard straight away, because they're doing construction everywhere. Has anybody, like, noticed this? That not only are they doing construction everywhere, it's like buildings are just going up seriously everywhere. And it's funny because I watched this movie, what was it, Pacific Rim, that was it. I watched the movie Pacific Rim the other day, and all I can tell you is this. They're talking about aliens from within the planet, okay? So I don't know if they actually came. I don't know if they don't give you the real premise of where these things came from. Maybe they came from outer space to begin with, and now they've landed, and they're in the ocean. The ocean cracked open, and these things are coming up, and they're fighting them, and they're talking about how this has been going on for years and years and years and years. Okay. All very funny. So here's where this is where my mind goes, okay? So they're showing you the destruction of each individual city one by one. So it's like this has happened, and now they're rebuilding. So here we are, and all they're doing is building, building, building. It's making me laugh. So it's like when you think there's no more space, where they can't put another square inch of building, it's just like, oh, my God, another one's going up. So I don't know if it's about tearing things down and rebuilding or just finding a sliver of property and building, because that's what it seems like. So, you know, it's funny because my mom now has an apartment downtown, and all she talks about is how they're building there all the time. And I'm like, listen, they're not only building there. You can't get anywhere. They're redoing all the roads, and then they're putting up all these new buildings. It's just kind of crazy. So all I'm thinking is, like, time to really get out of New York. I know, and I say that with great hesitation because it's just, I don't know. I can't stand all the traffic. Isn't that what people leave for in the first place? You don't want to deal with the traffic. I just want some space, and I don't want to deal with the traffic. I guess that's where that goes. So it's just one of those kind of funny things. I don't want to deal with space. I don't want to deal with the traffic, and I need more space. So all that you realize is that things are just being built and built and built, and they're consuming every inch, every square possible square inch of space. So yeah, okay. So there you have it. That's all I'm thinking about. That's all I'm talking about. All right, moving on. As I'm creeping at 0 miles an hour. I've been rolling at like 15 miles an hour. It couldn't take me any longer to get to the studio if I were walking. Maybe I should get a bicycle or a Vespa. You know, I've been thinking about that, you know, getting some kind of a motored bicycle. But there's no way I'm going to be riding a bicycle. I don't know. I can't stand the bicycles in New York anyway. And it's like nobody's smart enough about where and how and with, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So they're doing a test now of those city bikes right across the street from my studio. So they actually installed them, thank God, on the sidewalk instead of in the street. I have to tell you, who are these guys that are, the ingenuity is like ridiculous. Urban planning sucks. I want to go in there and be the one to tell them, listen, if you angle everything at a 45-degree angle, you're going to have more space. But no, let's put everything into the street. Let's change all the parking regulations. It's just a mess. It's a mess. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to get people not to drive. And all they're doing is they're making it more harrowing because people are still driving in the city. And I love the people that live in the city with cars and they drive. Anyway, yeah, yada, 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 yada. That's the way it goes. So what they were doing was they were giving, like, you can rent a bicycle for free. Like, they're doing a trial. Like, you can rent a bicycle for free because they want you to try it, you know. It's like the test drive of the car. I think I'll buy that one. So let's test drive that car. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyway. So, did my website. I have to say that I spent the greater part. Actually, that's what I've been doing at home. So you think that I'm a bum and I'm sitting around. Actually, I'm not. And I feel pretty damn good about just being at home the last few days. I know it makes my kitty very, very, very happy. But what I've done is I've revamped, reorganized, and added 2 pages to my website. So I've done quite a lot of computer work, considering that my computer is really done in. And all I'm doing now is, like, working very, very hard to see about getting a new computer. Not quite there yet, working at it. But so what happens is that anything I can do on my computer, seriously, is very slow. So I have to be very, very patient with my computer and just let it take its time to do its thing. You know? That's all I'm saying. So anyway, yeah. So now my website has become really mobile friendly, really mobile friendly. So what does that mean? Well, I can update my website with my iPhone. And now that I have this tremendous phone, I actually have a good use for it that I wanted, not the size of the phone. It was the internal, not the external. But they no longer had the external in the 64 gigs. So let me tell you that my last phone was, 8 gigs? And I had way too much music. Or was it 16 gigs? Excuse me. I think it was 16. I think that was a small one, 16. Well, anyway, so now I have a 64 gig, and I actually have 34 gigs of space available. So did you think I needed a bigger phone? I would certainly say so. And it's not the photos, because I delete photos all the time. You know, once I upload them onto my computer, I don't need them on the cloud. I don't even get that cloud thing. So what I do is I download them or upload them, however, onto the computer, and then from the computer I take them, organize them, name them, and then delete them. And I love this because the iCloud will show you an image that's no longer existing. This is so funny to me. So it'll show you a blank picture, and it'll just say JPEG on it, but there's no image. This makes me laugh, I have to say, because it's like then I have to delete that piece of information. It's that little tiny bit of information. And there's so many of them. And I'm like going, did I delete all the pictures? It's just very funny. I don't know. Technology, the more it advances, I think the more it draws back. So anyway. So my job where I teach has finally this year decided, after years and years and years, to invite all the instructors to the gala. So they have their once-a-year gala to fundraise and, you know, help out and blah, blah, blah. And the money-making part of the school, it's not the art school so much as it's the dance and the theater and the film. Film is huge. Who knew that film was so big, you know? So they give us tickets to see a free movie every year now. But finally, it's like I've been volunteering, and I always volunteer, but I've been trying to volunteer so that I'm finally off of all that mess. And if I had gone this way originally, I think that I would have maybe been at my studio already. And now it's like by the time I get there, I only have 3 hours of space there because I have to get busy at 4 o'clock. Like, This was not a good use of time, but I have to say that I got up and I cleaned my apartment. So even though I've been home for the last 2 days, today was the day that I finally got up and I, like, vacuumed to clean to be the laundry day. And I said, oh, I don't feel like it. But I have to say it was still very productive. Anyway, so they decided after everybody was sending in all of this, can I volunteer, can I volunteer? So they're not feeding us dinner. We're allowed to come after the dinner and stay for, well, let's still have an open bar, but we can stay for dessert and the performances. So from 8 to 10 instead of 6 or 6:30 until 10. Or 6, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever time they sit down for dinner, do their little services, award service ceremonies or whatever. I don't know exactly what it entails because I've never been invited before, and I've been trying to volunteer for a while. Now, I have to say that the office politics, and I'm not in the office, but the politics still trickle down and they affect all the teachers. Now, I know that this is how it goes everywhere. There's just nothing that you can do that's going to change the way things are. You know, it's whoever's in charge gets to make all the decisions, whether they're fair or, you know, profitable or, you know, loyal to the teachers. So, you know, it's funny because this is a situation that everybody seems to be in. I'm not the only one, but that's the worst. That's the work ethic thing. Isn't that the way that goes? So, sorry about all the outside noise. It's just too warm to have my windows closed. And now I'm finally on 21st Street, so slowly approaching. See, I could have taken Astoria Boulevard, which I started to do. And then I said, I'll get on the Grand Central. Who knew that they closed the RF Bridge or some part of it? I have no idea. I have to say, I did not put on the news. Nor did I put on the radio, so I have no idea what's going on, but maybe I'll know later today, because then I'll, like, listen and figure it out. Usually a day behind on the news anyway. Just the way that works, right? Yeah, it just goes that way. Anyway, so today is the first day of the rest of your life, right? And since time is irrelevant, well, in my book anyway, there is no such thing as time. We have time constraints because we put them there, fellow human. So that I have to be somewhere at a specific time, that's the only time constraint, truly. I don't know, I think that, my philosophy and my philosophical views are not warranted right now, because I have to tell you, it's better to have a conversation with somebody and have an exchange than to just explain something that you think. Well, why not? It's your show, so anything goes, right? It's my show, anything goes. Very funny. Anyway. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Wow, it is really beautiful. So it's now 76 degrees out, so it's raised 2 degrees since I've been in. Well, actually, technically, it's gone up 3 degrees since I've been in this car. I think I got in and it was 73, but now it's 76. I don't know what the high today is supposed to be, and I have to say, if I realized it was going to be this warm, I might have worn shorts or capris. Anyway, I did not do that. Now it's going to get very noisy because we have a fire truck coming. Let's see if I can close some of these windows and try to spare you the loud siren. There you go. Anyway, so yeah, anyhow, so there you have it. So I have to say that touring Queens, it's like, you know, sometimes you want to go to that Google Earth thing and look at everything, and this is really funny, and I say this all the time, I really want to look at maps and see what all the various shortcuts are. I never do it, though, and the funny thing is, it's like, if I had one of those, you know, if I did the Google Earth thing and I really spent some time just looking around New York at what's going up and what's going around, I think that would be really better. Amazing. The traffic just disappeared. And now I'm finally actually moving. But it's just one of those things. Like, I just want to have an aerial view and really see what's going on, because I'm curious about it. But then what happens is I get sidetracked, distracted, and I never go back and do it. And then I the funny thing is I have all these maps in my car, but with all the construction and everything that's going on, you know, you drive around New York City and they've changed the regulations, and they change them regularly, in a state of constant flux. So like you could turn on Fifth Avenue, but now you're not allowed. And, you know, you're not allowed to turn onto Madison Avenue anymore either. In fact, I did the other day, and after I did, I realized that there was a new sign, but thank God I did not get pulled over. So, I mean, what would I have told the policeman anyway? I had no idea. When did they put that in? Yesterday? Last night? This morning? Before I got here? 10 seconds ago? So, anyway. To tell you, all the machines that they build to make all the buildings that they built fascinate the heck out of me. Those are the ones I love. You ever watch those shows, Big Machines? Because they have a show about every single thing. You have a show about dirty jobs. You have a show about building machinery. You have a show about building buildings. There was a show, I remember, where they went down into the 300 feet below New York City to take a look at our system, which was put in, oh my God, years and years and years ago. You know, that's why New York City has, you know, all that, the heat, the way that the heating works. So it's like all of these, the heating systems have been put in place. So we have seen heat all through New York City because they built that years and years and years ago, eons actually. But it was really funny. So when you go and you look at these things, it's like the way that they changed the shape of the Hudson River, you know, and they were blasting and blasting and blasting to break the bedrock, to knock down the bedrock so that they could change the shape and then landfill and make New York City bigger. See, that's an interesting thing. It really is. We need more land, okay? So what do? So if you landfill, you can actually make more land by filling another. But what happens is there's still erosion, and then it changes the currents. And there's so many cause and effects of all of that. It's just, it's incredible. You know, why don't they just close the gap altogether and make New Jersey and New York City, that part downtown, all one? I'm kidding, of course, but it's something that they definitely can do. Think about Dubai and all the islands that they have and all those hotels that are actually on the water, you know? And then you think about it, a tsunami can come along and, you know, take it out, knock it out, do something, change something. You know, that the tsunami that hit Japan and Fukushima, it changed the rate of the earth spin. We sped up like a quarter of a second. We sped up. So, I mean, you know, things are always in flux. That's the nature of the beast. You know, I guess that's what it is. Things are always in flux. And so if everything's always in flux, then people are, you know, look at this. I'm looking at more buildings going up. It's amazing how fast they go up. So when you think about how fast they build these buildings and by the code, I mean, are they really regulation? I'm serious. Where am I? 41st Avenue and 21st Street. There are five buildings that are being repaired and enlarged. So they're making them taller. The street, there's a building that just went up, a storage facility. And I remember when they started building that, it was probably four months ago. And now it's completed. And next to it, right behind it, there's five more buildings. It's amazing how quickly they just go up. It's just amazing. I don't know. Is it because there's a population explosion? Is there always a population explosion? It's just one of those things when you think about it, it's like every 10 years we do a census to see how many people there are, right? We count the people. Now, I've worked for the Census Bureau a few times. Was in 90. And then again in 2000. And then again in 2000. Wow, 30 years I've worked for the Census Bureau. So I was in school the first time. Oh, wow. When you think about it, you know, and I never wanted to be the one going out on the road and actually counting the people, doing the house to house. I think I did that once, and then I was able to switch it around, and they were able to give me an office position, which is really what I wanted, because I certainly didn't want to be in the field. I don't want to go house to house. I think that that's a little dangerous. You know, listen, I'm allowed to have my feelings, right? That's what it's all about. So, you know. That's the main key. I finally got a spot. I'm at my studio. I'm parked in front. Thank you, God. Well, so I have to say, it has taken me over an hour to get here today. And I will only be able to be here for about 3, well, I can't leave at 3:30. I'm going to have to leave sooner than that. But I'm here and I'm parked. So I'm going to finish my show in the car because I think I have about 4 more minutes. And it's just crazy. Yeah, so I worked for the Census Bureau. And so the very first time I worked for the Census Bureau, what was it? I think we had, I can get that open. I think we had, oh my goodness, I have to tell you, I don't remember what the first number. I was living in New Jersey at the time, and I think I was only in New Jersey, like 2 seconds before the census, before I started working for them. So that was in 1990. So here I am working for the Census Bureau. I just moved to New Jersey. And I don't remember what the numbers were. But then I remember we were doing something that was like 8 million people in New York City, you know. And then it was, the next thing you know, it was 12 million people in New York City. It's ridiculous. There's no space. You have, this is why nobody says hello when you're walking down the street. You know, I go and I visit my brother in Wisconsin, and everybody says hello to everybody because you only see somebody every like 20 minutes. It's all relative, right? Relativity is my absolutely favorite thing on the planet. I love to talk about relativity. You know, studio, and they decided that they're going to paint the building. So there's a new guy in my building. I know I'm switching topics, but I really want to get this out really quickly because now I'm parked and I'm looking. So they decided that they want to beautify the building because they had to destroy one of the best buildings in New York City anyway. Right, in Long Island City, let's be specific. The crane building, right? So Five Points building. I think that was the Cranes building. I think they're one of the same, synonymous. So they decide that they're going to take the building down. Now the building was painted, it was really beautiful. And so they decided now that they're gonna paint my building. So this guy comes in, he's brand spanking new, and a friend of one of the owners or some manager, 90 seconds. So he's a friend of somebody that runs the building now. Okay. They decided they're going to beautify the building. So they're going to bring in people to paint the building. Now, there's only one guy whose name is on the building, Crash, that we know is, I think he's a Queens guy. Or he's a known, you know, graffiti artist. Because basically that's what they're doing. They're putting graffiti on the building. I have to say, it's not very good. But here's the thing. There are so many artists in my building, and they are not using any of the artists in my building to paint my building. And I have to say that the guy that they brought him in a few months ago, or he just took a space here a few months ago. So he is the best in, right? So he's bringing people from Brooklyn, from San Francisco, from every which way. And I have to tell you, they're not beautifying the building. They're making it ugly. I could put a gorgeous painting on this building. And now I'm thinking, if he actually uses me, yeah, it'll be great publicity to say, I don't know if I want my artwork on this building because this is freaking atrocious. And it's just 10 seconds. So it's mind-blowing that they can't take Queens artists to paint Queens buildings. This is the thing that pisses me off so much. So every borough, they're beautifying, or so they say. They're trying to beautify the neighborhood, painting the buildings, painting road constructions, all these various breaks, every which way. And rather than taking artists from that borough, because let me tell you, per capita, there are more artists There are so many artists. We are everywhere. Art is natural. It's in our DNA. Everybody should be an artist, right? And technically, everybody is. It's just part of your DNA. It's the way it is. It's who you are. So rather than taking the artists from that area and using them, utilizing their own artists to beautify their own area, they're taking artists from every other place and telling them to do whatever. I find it so appalling. It's so, I don't know, it's in poor taste, poor form. Anyway, I don't want to leave off on a bad note, but it's just, I don't know. I don't think that they do the right thing by artists anywhere anyway. So all I can say is it is a gorgeous day. Make sure you spend some time out in it because winter is right around the corner. You know, the foliage has just started to change, so make sure you get a chance to go and look at the trees whenever you can. Oh, they're going to be bare soon. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Happy birthday to my lovely brother and to my dear friend. Love you guys. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show signing off.